Welcome to Living in Beauty. It's Wednesday, March 20th, 2024, day 2802 on the road, and we're in Zavala, Texas. Merging on to the Blues Trail, from the Civil Rights Trail, and the Emmett Till Memorial was effortless and necessary. We've heard that when life gets heavy, the blues can soothe woes. It was almost opening day of the annual Clarksdale Juke Joint Festival, and we needed to blow off some steam. Posh American towns throughout the U.S. proudly tout a vibrant artistic scene curated by tourism experts. Mississippi is slowly moving past the arts are better when you catch them yourself philosophy, but that's still a long row to hoe. Observant travelers often note that even with the hardships of poverty, illness, economic instability, and despair, Mississippians have created the most enviable arts nexus in the United States. Internationally recognized artists and musicians born and raised in the Magnolia State's backwater towns have the distinct advantage of plenty of time and few distractions. So if isolation and desperation lead to innovation, imagine what an infusion of economic inspiration can foster in a place where world-class art and poverty intersect. America needs a national park in the heart of the Delta dedicated to the blues. Currently, the conservatorship of America's Black music heritage seems dependent on bake sales. The good news is, Clarksdale gets it. As Ocean Springs and Biloxi proudly take on the preservation of Mississippi's awe-inspiring visual arts, Clarksdale grabs the ball for the birthplace of the blues, because somebody has to. Every April for the last 20 years, blues artists and fans from around the world converge on this small city, straddling the border between the Sun Belt and the Rust Belt, 80 minutes south of Memphis International Airport, to celebrate the origins of American popular music. You don't have to be a blues fan to dig this festival. What Jim and I know about solid blues history is next to nil. As a couple, our musical tastes differ to the extreme. Jim likes the smooth tones of the Beach Boys, Enya, Kenny G, while I lean toward music that sounds like mating cats, European klezmer, Zydeco, Janis Joplin, Chris Rodriguez and the Spoon Lady. So this festival was about walking the historic and colorful Clarksdale streets and exquisite alleys, hoping to catch some sounds we can agree on. As we drove into Clarksdale, making our way north along bumpy U.S. Route 49, I sang, "By the M-I, crooked letter I, humpback, humpback, I, Mississippi, flowing down to New Orleans." And I wondered if it was a car song inspired by Yazoo clay, those geological veins of subterfuge writhing beneath the Mississippi surface, busting roads, cracking foundations, wrinkling railroads, toppling signposts, unearthing opportunities for Mississippi to have nice things. We were the first check-ins at our dry camping site. Our host, JJ, greeted us like family. JJ is a teacher and a singer. This pop-up secure RV campground is a fundraiser for his computer class. By the end of the evening, the lot was packed. For us, JJ's place was preferable to the campground a couple of miles away with full hookups. From here, we had 24-hour walking access to all the stages, museums, shops, restaurants, and fairgrounds. Everything within 3 to 5 blocks. Why drive? Also, the festival doesn't allow dogs, even on leash. So from JJ's, it was easy to take turns checking on Pico de Gallo throughout the day and night. All settled in, we grabbed our raincoats for a drizzly first night on the town. The air was intoxicating, You can't do better than a fragrant spring evening in Mississippi. Historical markers informed us that we were walking in the footsteps of Bessie Smith, Son House, John Lee Hooker, Junior Parker, Ike Turner, Eddie Boyd, Sam Cooke, Muddy Waters, Pine Top Perkins, Earl Hooker, Big Jack Johnson, T-Model Ford, Robert Bilbo Walker, Walter Wolfman Washington, the Jelly Roll Kings. All that rock and roll we danced to, cried to, and made love to in our youth. This is where it all started, on rickety juke joint floors soaked in sweat and liquor. This ground is where music royalty worked the Chitlin circuit, turning the midnight soil of America's music legacy. Heavy economic woes in the 1940s brought on by farm mechanization, pesticides, and the injustices of Jim Crow plunged poor Delta Black folk into a rapid, merciless, and long-lasting economic decline. On Saturday nights, sharecroppers and field workers gathered in the neighborhood juke joints to socialize, drink moonshine, and vent about poverty and racial tension. Then, a few hours later, on Sunday morning, the church doors opened for songs about heaven in a land where there is no pain or toil, wink, wink, on the other side of the river. Music was a survival strategy. And we were walking through a living museum. Beautiful old classic buildings are repurposed as arts venues. The old Five and Dime and local Cotton Gin are popular hotels. The entire town is a preservation project dedicated to art, reclamation, storytelling, business development, and tourism. Lately, there is a focus on health, fresh food, and reconciliation with the land. A local bistro, Yazoo Pass, boasts a salad bar, a rare Mississippi find. But that first night, we dined at Morgan Freeman's place, Ground Zero Blues Club. It was all good, and those deep-fried pickles should not be missed. It was still a bit early in the evening for music venues, so we went home and voila, our camp had transformed into an outdoor club. Travelers played guitar and harmonica music. We all shared food, beverages, stories, and smokes while our dogs made friends. An authentic juke joint experience at Ground Zero. The next morning, a parade kicked off the weekend. There were beauty queens, dancers, vintage cars, motorcycles, and cowboys. At the fair, there were rides and activities. Fabulous concessions, handmade gifts, clothing and accessories, pig races, and monkeys riding dogs herding sheep. What? That's right. Monkeys riding dogs herding sheep. You can't unsee a thing like that. It all began innocently, no ticket necessary, just walking along, minding our own business, and then it all went sideways. Okay, time for a drink. After some harmless day drinking, we stocked up with coffee from Meraki Roasting Company and bought some treats for JJ, who was living in his car/office for the festival. And then we did the natural thing, just strolling from stage to stage. The music ranged from blues to jazz to rock, country, rockabilly, and even bluegrass. On Sunday, we wrapped up the festival with barbecue, the juke joint of food, next to the famous, albeit disputed, Robert Johnson Crossroads. The sacrilege of dining with the devil across the street at Abe's Barbecue on a bright Sunday morning didn't faze us a whit. Folks can do worse. Feeling renewed in mind, body, and spirit, we were ready to learn more about the Delta's civil rights history. The following day, we journeyed on toward Mound Bayou. Thank you for listening. This post is dedicated to Mojo Nixon, Kirby McMillan, a great American and our good friend and neighbor who recently passed while on tour. our deepest condolences to his wife, sons, family, friends, and fans. Thank you for joining us at Living in Beauty. If you like this post and want to be notified when a new one is released, please enter your email address and click the follow button at the bottom of this page. For more info, check out our travel maps and facts. Okay, that's it for now. Safe and happy travels. Until next time.